Hey folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Welcome to the show, folks. It's Monday, Long Shots Radio, Major League Baseball Afternoon Edition with your host, Donnie Wrightside. And the show is going to start off with this comment here. Like a hot knife through butter is how we've treated the last 60 days. Your bookie right now, if you're with us, is under assault. The brick and the mortar is not keeping us back because we are pounding shells at your bookie right now. Don't even know if he's going to be able to come up for air. Don't know if he's going to survive the next week. He should be worried about his wife and children not being able to eat over the past 60 days. Yes, I do, kid folks, but it's been a fantastic run here at TrendBetting.com for myself and for many of our other cappers there on the website. It's been a lot of fun. You see the post on there, you hear me talk about it, and again, I can't stress it enough. Win with class and lose with class. We lost yesterday. Yes, we actually lost. Cincinnati, Cueto on the mound, terrible. I think he ended up with 7 walks in 4 innings, walked 2 batters in, which cost us the win at 2-1. You know it's going to be a bad day when Billy Hamilton gets thrown out stealing second base. You just knew it was going to be one of those type of games, and yes, folks, we did lose. But let's digress back to what we're really talking about. Not one day, not 3 days, not a week, not 2 weeks. You're judged long-term in the industry of how you perform for your friends, clients, and your own bankroll in itself. We preach that. We preach honesty and doing the right thing and taking that 401k approach, meaning not every game has to be wagered on. Pick your spots and fire away. We've known for years now how to go through betting baseball season. We know the pitfalls before All-Star break on that last Sunday where all hell can break loose because nobody gives a damn. They're going to the Bahamas, Hawaii, Kazakhstan, Iceland, the Dominican Republic, wherever they're going. The mind is not on the game at that point, and you're almost better off taking underdogs. We navigated that final last week before the All-Star break at 3-0 plus 15 units. Now, when you say, boy, I mean, there was, you know, over 100 games over that 7-day period. Why did you only go after 3 games? It wasn't only 3 games. We did take a couple pushes in there, but we were very judicious on how we wanted to act and how we wanted to bet baseball heading into the All-Star break. So much so over the years as we've taken a bath on that Sunday before the All-Star game betting favorites. Because you don't know the mindset of where these athletes are at that time and exactly how you want to pursue or cap those games. We've learned in the past, and is the case for the past 2 years, we haven't bet that Sunday anymore. Probably won't bet that Sunday for as long as we are in this gambling game, which I anticipate to be a very, very long time. We took that day off, and rightfully so. We had one game that we had to lean on that Sunday, and we would have lost that game. So saving money is just as important, folks, as winning money in Major League Baseball. But also, we stress it all the time, learn from the past. If you know there's a pitfall, we're all gamblers, yes. We love the action on baseball. We love to put wagers in and sit back and watch those. But sometimes the best wager, folks, is the wager that you don't place. Stick to your guns. When you know what's coming up, you see a pitfall coming now from a mile away, stay away from it. Don't buck the trend that you know is going to take place over the past dozen years that you've been tracking certain tendencies. If you know that pitfall is coming up, sit back with a beer, sit back with a cigar, watch the game yourself, and there's still a lot of action technically you can have on the game with a vested interest. It just doesn't have to be monetary at that point, and I can't stress that enough. Now, coming back after the break, you saw me tweet or I put on Facebook and joke around. Half of these players were imbibed with an IV full of alcohol for 4 to 5 straight days. The majority of the players, now I should say the majority of the established players, don't have to worry about, you know, getting on a quick hot streak or, you know, you have a 5-year contract worth $50 to $70 million. You finally get a break in the season. What are you doing? You have a penthouse at the Wynn or the Encore, or you're hitting up, you know, one of the beach, Wet Republic, or wherever you're going, the Encore Beach Club in Vegas. I mean, wherever you're going, you're off. And you don't have to worry, hey, so you come back banged up after the break. You know, you have an error in your first game back. You go 0-for-4 at the plate with 2 Ks. Does it really matter? No, because you have 4 more years and another $50 million to go on your contract. So the majority of vested players look at that as a vacation. And what does a vacation mean? I'm going to go down. I'm going to get sun. I'm going to be on a beach. I'm going to party my ass off. I'm going to drink. I'm going to do whatever I want. And I'll take a red-eye plane back on that Thursday night to get ready for my Friday game. Happens all the time. So coming out of the break, we instructed our clients to go extremely light, 1/5 of a wager that you normally place to put on those games. Worked out very well. Friday and Saturday, we snagged 2 quick, easy winners before getting tripped up yesterday with Johnny Cueto and the Cincinnati Reds at home versus the Cleveland Indians. But let's take this back 8 weeks. We're 66-48. That's good enough for 58% and clients up 43.62 units of profit. I say it all the time. You see the banners we hang. June and July are the sweet spot in Major League Baseball. It never disappoints, and it's not doing that again this year. If you just joined, which a lot of people, you know, you wait for that hot run to start. You see how you're going to start 1 month and go through. That's fine. If you're with us for the last month, the last 4 weeks consecutive, you picked up 22 units. You picked up 2.60 units. You picked up 15 units, and just for, you know, time's sake, last week going 2-1, picking up just under 1 unit. That's how we do business with Donnie Wrightside and TrendBetting.com. We only want to put you on the best action that we can possibly have in order to get you going for the upcoming games. No question about it. It feels really good heading into these last 2 weeks or so of July, knowing it's still the sweet spot, because after July, the game changes completely. Not saying we're not going to profit, because we did profit last August, but it's a little bit more target practice of hit or miss in August. Why would you say that is? The July 31st trade deadline in baseball. What that means to you as a gambler is teams are now shifting their priorities. Some teams, the Philadelphia Phillies, the Cincinnati Reds, the fire sale is going to begin, maybe even with the Detroit Tigers. What that's going to do is your normal team who is a favorite, let's say heading into the game at minus 130 or minus 140 in a typical game in April, May, and June. After July 31st, when you would have gotten 130, you're now minus 175 to minus 180 because the shift in focus from the front office is now as we are contenders or we are pretenders. What that's going to mean, and it's even more important to getting in and digging in on the first five, is you want to put yourself in that vacuum, as I like to say. You don't want to. You know who's going to start that game. You know who your starting nine is batting in the American League, you know, starting eight batting in the National League. You know who that's going to be. You know who your starter is going to be starting out that game. The tricky part is where we had a lot of meltdowns last year, which drove us crazy, was in the bullpen. There's a lot of fluctuation in the second half of Major League Baseball season, post-All-Star break and also post-trading deadline. What that means to you, again, as the gambler, the bullpen. Hey, look, let's get a setup guy for next year. Maybe we just trade. Let's just take the Philadelphia Phillies. We trade Cole Hamels away. That's fine. They're going to bring up a starter. Aaron Nola is going to start Tuesday night, one of their young pitchers in AAA who seems to be a decent prospect. You know who that starter is going to be. You could pretty much factor on that. But here's what you can't factor on. How is Ken Giles, as the eighth-inning setup man, going to do now as the ninth-inning man? How is the new sixth-inning, seventh-inning, and eighth-inning setup guys going to do in their new prospective positions? Let's just say Ken Giles struggles a little bit. Now you don't even know who's going to be the closer the next week of the season. Let's just go by committee. Let's see how we can get in and how we can get out. Hey, manager down there, I want you to try out this guy from the Dominican for the next week in the seven hole. I don't even care if he gets blown away. I just want to see how he responds and how he does in that seventh inning. Folks, you can't take baseball and bet wagers there on something that is going to be part of an unknown quantity. If the guy is not going to be a hard fast, last year we always get back to the Kansas City Royals. You knew who was coming in. The door was locked after six innings. The Kansas City Royals are a phenomenon that not every Major League Baseball team can go through. You're just not going to get the door shut on you repeatedly left and right. Relievers change season to season. Rosenthal last year for the Cardinals was a decent closer, but every single time he took the mound, you didn't know if he's going to blow the close or load the bases with walks before he even got an out. This year, he's lights out with an ERA of under one. Closers and positions change all the time, and what I always preach is say, take that out of the equation. All we do now are first fives. I don't see any other way betting a full game. I don't see any value whatsoever in betting a full game, because once your starting pitcher is out of the lineup, all hell can break loose. A 2-0 lead, a 2-1 lead, a 3-1 lead, a 4-0 lead evaporates in a matter of moments because some AAA beer can hits the mound out there and walks the first two batters of an inning, and now it's on. The gas cans are out. The fire department's going to have to call in to put that fire out, and your ticket is going up in smoke as you sit in there in the Bellagio Sportsbook when you should have had a winner. So for the second half of the season, we will continue again to assault that first five inning and put us in the best possible position that we can win these wagers and give my clients and certainly, of course, my own bankroll a better fighting chance over the second half of the season. Yesterday was a very interesting day in baseball. And again, hey, we lost yesterday. No question about it. Today, we hope to get back on the right side and start pounding out more and more winners. But we took it light as going one-fifth of the wagers from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that we typically would. Tonight, we're going to resume full betting patterns and full wager patterns because now everybody is back into the flow of Major League Baseball. Bullpen sessions have been thrown. Pitchers now are back in that rhythm there. Everybody's back in that, you know, all right, baseball season's begun. Monday, you're in a new stretch there. You're flying out. Maybe you're staying home in that city. Routines are back to normal, and that's very, very important to me. A lot of the times I get asked online, Twitter, and also by friends, when there's a full game slate, or let's just say there's 3 to 4 afternoon games on a Wednesday or Thursday at any given time, I very rarely take those games. Reason being is Major League Baseball players are habits of creature. Creatures of habit. Look at that. Flip that around. Put that one in the mirror. They're creatures of habit. What does that mean? They like to wake up at a certain time in the morning. They like to have their coffee at a certain time in the morning. They like to get to the ballpark at a certain time in the morning, get their workout in, get their film work, get their lunch, get their dinner. Everything is laid out for them over that 12 or so hour period where they're getting up maybe before they play their game. Go ahead with an afternoon game, and maybe it's a West Coast team. Maybe the San Francisco Giants are over on the East Coast playing the New York Mets. Now they're waking up technically 3 hours earlier. Maybe the game's at 1 o'clock. They're tired just to begin with. Maybe they skip their workout in the morning. Maybe they don't take as much BP practice. Maybe they're tired from the night before because they went out to the bar and now overcompensating because they're a West Coast team playing on the East Coast. I need to be a creature of habit. Most people are creatures of habit. That is why we pass on a lot of afternoon day baseball, because we just believe that when you have everything put together the way it's supposed to be, no funny business, you know, no late scratches, or, you know, we didn't get our film work in, or I'm kind of tight, or, boy, you know, I have the quote-unquote flu from last night because I was out partying at the bar all night. Take the night games. We think it's a much, much better advantage for the better because you can square up and zero in that these guys are in their comfort zone at that point, and you should get better and better results. Yesterday was pretty interesting. Aces were wild on the mound. I mean, that's one of the best cards you're going to find for just named pitchers throughout. most of them didn't turn out that well. Cole Hamels got shelled. Cueto was terrible, and on and on and on down the list. Mad Bum had a good game out there in Arizona with a 2-1 victory yesterday, but for the majority of it, Scherzer was fantastic yesterday, still took a loss. Greinke is just absolutely unhittable at this point, so you could go up and down the lineup of just about every game and just find aces going nuts, whereas today it's the complete opposite. Not very many hammer pitchers are out there on the mound today, so we're going to try to find some sweet spots. We'll go over a little bit later in the show some of the information that we're looking at tonight. Not in love with the card, so to speak, but there are a couple of angles that we're going to try to work and see if we can get some good lineups put together and see how we can really square up and get into some good stuff. Folks, going to take a minute out of our time here to go over the reason why we're here, and that's trendbetting.com, your premier sports betting website on the internet. If you haven't been to the website yet, folks, click on trendbetting.com. There's a little light bulb in the top right-hand part of the screen. That's your experts tab. Click on the experts tab. Everybody is there. Something that you're going to want to gamble with or have any questions with, we're here to help. It's what we're in business of doing. As I said previous, you hear me a lot of the times on the show say the same thing. We get new listeners each and every show that we do. The reason why I joined up with trendbetting.com along with my own personal site is I believe in the vision of Lucky Lance Williams. Lance is the site founder, owner, and certainly web extraordinaire of this team. Very, very good guy. He reached out to me a few years ago. Our vision was exactly the same. That's winning in the sports industry, winning long-term, but more importantly, folks, it's doing it the right way. And that's what we're all about at trendbetting.com. There's something for everybody. If you like to bet first five innings, I'm right there for you. If you like run lines, if you like favorites, if you like underdogs, if you like different angles, every single person on this team brings a different function. We all get along and share information the entire day to ensure that our clients and friends are on the best possible wagers. The lineup there again, Lucky Lance Williams, myself, Donnie Whiteside, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks with NASCAR. And I do like to still say Jeff Brandeis, even though he is retired. Always going to be part of the team here at trendbetting.com, and we wish him nothing but the best in the future. About the radio show itself, folks, you know I do this two times a week, once on Monday, which is today, and also once our primetime edition on 8 p.m. on Thursday nights, getting you ready for the weekend. It's Guy Sports Talk Radio. It's what I love to do. It's what I love to wager on and what I like to talk about. Starting in August, we are going to be taking some phone calls throughout the show to help spice it up a little bit. If you have any questions that are coming up in the near future, just write those down. I'd be more than happy to take those questions live on air, have some good banter back and forth, share some information. Always designed to put you on more winners. So that's going to be a lot of fun. That's coming up relatively shortly in the month of August to get you ready for football season. The show, again, is about what happens during the week, more importantly, what's going on, and the future impact of how it can help you. We talked earlier in the show how we've learned over the years, stay away from Major League Baseball that last Sunday before the All-Star break, and bet baseball very lightly the week coming after the All-Star break, and it put a lot of money in my clients' pockets. But that's just knowledge, again, taking it from the past and putting it to good use on future wagers to help building your bankroll there. Gambling tips on the show, what we look for, why is the line moving, and of course, public versus Vegas. About myself, folks, you know my style. You know what I do. Been in the pro business for over 20 years, online with websites for over 3 years at this point. I have my personal site, rightsidevalueplays.com, and also my home at trendbetting.com. Same plays on both sites. We don't play that game where it's a shell game. Give out a dog on one site, give out the favorite on the other one. That's not what we do. And certainly, as many, many clients out there can attest, you're going to get plays that you can trust. And also, again, we're going to win more than we lose. But more importantly, we're going to win with class, and we're never going to shuck and jive and change that, you know, coin game or coin flip there for you and just give you a game to put out action. That's not what we're about. Like to take the 401k approach in football season. You'll see me a lot of the times with no more than five plays total per week, including college football and professional football. Less is more is our approach there. We did kick out a couple videos there for promotions. Our software is back up and running and to our liking, so we're going to start kicking out a lot more of them. If you see me online at RightsideVP on Twitter or on Facebook at Donnie Rightside, reach out, say hello. anything's negotiable there. We can certainly talk about packages going forward and how we can put you into more winners and also carry you over to football season, right into college basketball season. It's a fun time to be a part of trendbetting.com, folks. Once again, go to trendbetting.com, take a look at the team there, click on the experts tabs. Something for everybody is on that website. Folks, got about 10 minutes left in the show. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to preview some games for tonight. Hopefully we can put you on a wager or two that might pique your interest. Again, we do not have anything locked in for tonight, so we're going to have a nice fresh look there with you, maybe give you a little bit of tips on what we're looking for before we finalize our card. Folks, this is TrendBetting.com's Long Shots Radio Monday Major League Baseball edition with your host, Johnny Wrightside. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside, host of Long Shots Radio Primetime Edition on TrendBetting.com. Have you ever wondered how to get access to my information on plays? I am exclusive at TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. You'll see my picture there. Click on Donnie Wrightside, and you will get full access to my plays. NCAA basketball, NCAA football, award-winning Major League Baseball, and, of course, NFL action. I've been in business for over 20 years. And have found a great home here at TrendBetting.com. Once again, go to the website, TrendBetting.com. Click on the experts tab. Prices cheap and affordable. We take the 401k approach where less is more. Come get all access to my plays, TrendBetting.com, and we'll see you on the right side. Hey, folks, this is Donnie Wrightside with TrendBetting.com. You've heard me on Long Shots Radio Primetime and Major League Baseball Edition on the radio. Just wanted to let you know the team at TrendBetting.com is ready to work for you. If you have not done so in the past, folks, click on TrendBetting.com. Go to the experts tabs. A team and a fleet of staff is ready and available to assist you in building your bankroll needs. Lucky Lance Williams, CJ the Razor, Alex the AK-47, MMAJ, Travis the Hitman Terry, Jeff Brandeis the Saffinator, Frank Buzz, and Brian Perks. There is something for everybody here at TrendBetting.com. Prices cheap and affordable. NCAA action, National Football League, NBA, fantasy football. It's all here and waiting for you. Join the team at TrendBetting.com. Prices are cheap and affordable. Let us put you on the right side at TrendBetting.com. Monday afternoons with your host, Donnie Wrightside. Got a couple minutes here that we do want to spend on some wagers, possibly for this evening in Major League Baseball. 2 weeks away, though, folks. NFL training camp gets underway. You do know me. I don't place a single wager in the National Football League until week four. Get used to it. I'm a numbers guy. I don't force action. The same thing in college football as well. But we have plenty of baseball to go. Two more weeks in July. Full month of August, full month of September. We don't typically bet Major League Baseball playoffs, but football will be well underway by then. An exciting summer finish, and even more importantly, a great football season is yet ahead for us at TrendBetting.com. Let's take a look at some games tonight, do a quick preview. New York Mets, Washington Nationals, the Dark Knight, Matt Harvey, is on the mound versus Gio Gonzalez. Honestly, folks, I don't see much there to begin with and go with. Either one of those guys. Gio Gonzalez is usually a decent pitcher at home. Matt Harvey has struggled a little bit as of late. I look to him to bounce back, but when the New York Mets have played 18 or so innings the day before on the road in hot St. Louis, jumping on a plane, they are going to be taxed. The bullpen is taxed. The players are taxed. And let's face it, folks, that's not an offensive machine by any stretch over there with the New York Mets. But if you flip it over, if Matt Harvey is on, he's going to go 7 innings, 3-4-hit ball versus the Washington Nationals. They're not fully healthy yet. They're not hitting on all cylinders. Kershaw and Greinke just embarrassed them back-to-back, and they get another flamethrower on the mound tonight. So I don't see too much there that you can actually wager on and be comfortable with a clear side, so we probably won't be looking at that game. Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds, we have a slight lean to the Reds in this one. Lorenzen's been a decent pitcher. Richard for the Chicago Cubs, an okay pitcher. I know he's had one start with 1-0, 2.84. Yes, you know, send off the fireworks. He's Cy Young, sign him to a $100 million contract. I don't really know too much about him, but I do know that the Cincinnati Reds hit this guy pretty decently. As long as they put a full boat lineup out there, that includes Billy Hamilton, Phillips, Votto, you know, all the guys. Frazier was a late scratch yesterday, even though he was shown in the starting lineup. That hurt us a bit there. But if they go full boat there, I look to Cincinnati with a slight advantage and a slight edge in that game. We'll be taking a look at that one very closely once starting lineups come out. Los Angeles Dodgers at the Atlanta Braves, Beachy versus Whistler. Two guys, you know, a couple starts between them this year. Beachy was garbage his first start. But Whistler, who has been a decent pitcher, young guy on the mound, not too many at-bats for between those two with those teams. Not really seeing too much as the L.A. Dodgers are a 140 favorite in that one. Something to take maybe a look at the dog there, but again, probably going to lay low on that game. Miami and Arizona, Phelps is an average pitcher. Ruby De La Rosa, both De La Rosas I typically like to bet against. And tonight, I was actually looking a little bit towards Arizona, but getting into a little preliminary bit of information with Ruby De La Rosa again, I just see why he's the gas can. I always view him as the only thing which may hurt Miami is flying out of Philadelphia, going to the West Coast, and playing there, as whereas the Arizona Diamondbacks are already home. That's always a nice little advantage to have. And let's face it, if D. Gordon and Stanton aren't in that lineup, you don't know what's going to happen with the Florida Marlins. So we have a slight lean versus Arizona. But again, it's hard for us to pull the trigger on any De La Rosa at any point in the entire world, any sport. The name scares me. I don't like it. The ERAs are high all the time. So we might be staying away from that one. Giants and the Padres, Hudson versus Kennedy. Right now we have a slight lean to an over in the first four innings there. Both of these guys get hit around pretty well by their prospective teams, so we'll keep an eye on that one. Seattle and Detroit coming up here tonight. Do have a slight lean on J.A. Happ. It's not the best pitcher in the world, so to speak, but Simon has steadily melted down over his last 4 to 5 starts. So you might even be able to get a little bit of plus money in that one, but I have seen that it has swung over to Seattle's favorite, and that's big. If Seattle's a favorite on the road with Happ on the mound, you got to like your odds. So Seattle is definitely going to be one of those games that we're going to look at in depth once we get some starting lineups out. Boston and the LA Angels are playing a day-night doubleheader today. So those are two games that we are not going to be participating in because I just don't believe in the mindset and what you have to do to go through, and especially some of these young pitchers that are on the mound. You can't just – I see people just blind betting that second game there. I don't agree with that at all, because how do you know that maybe Pujols or Trout, you know, might get the night off if they win the first game? It's always a tough one to do in doubleheaders because, again, you're not really sure of the mindset, who's going to pitch, who's available out of the bullpen, even in the first game, because you know you have to save up for the second game just in case your pitcher doesn't pitch through. I always advise to stay away from doubleheader games. No question, we'll do that again tonight. Tampa Bay and Philadelphia, Matt Moore, one of my favorite pitchers in the game, struggling this year, coming back from injury. David Buchanan is a gas can. He's 0-6 in his six starts. He's 0-5 in his six starts with the Phillies with a 7.5 ERA. Both these guys' whips are close to 2. That is a disaster right there. We're probably going to stay away from that one. I probably would auto-bet Tampa Bay, but the fact is that Moore really hasn't regained anything yet. I'm probably going to stay away from that one. Pittsburgh, Kansas City, slight lean with Ace Ventura on the mound over A.J. Burnett. Kansas City hits A.J. Burnett at a decent clip. Nick Martin, he's a gas can on the road. Welcome to Colorado. Rusin opposes him on the opposite side. We'll probably stay away from that one as well. And again, that early game with Rodriguez and Santiago with Boston and the Angels, probably going to stay away from that one as well. So a couple things we're going to look at tonight. Seattle is probably the belle of the ball for us tonight, and I really want to get in deep to that one and hopefully be able to maybe factor a wager in on that game. So keep an eye out for that. Not a lot to love tonight, but I'm sure we'll be able to settle on something that's going to be worthwhile and put more money in our clients' pockets. Folks, been another great Monday show. Had a lot of fun doing it. We're on an epic run here at trendbetting.com. Go to the website, sign up, click on my name right there, click on packages. We'll take good care of your prices right now, $149 a month. on trendbetting.com. So a great time to jump in. Folks, we'll be back at this on Thursday, primetime edition at 8 p.m. Have a great day. Hopefully everybody cashes in, and we'll see you on the right side.